This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. A new report says property taxes in Cook County grew at more than double the rate of inflation during the past three decades. Residents' wages also have not kept up with property taxes during that same period. Cook County Treasurer Maria Pappas put together an updated analysis of property tax growth in the region since the 1990s and says the increases are costing the county's residents and businesses.
We're looking at the moving vans, moving residences out. And we're looking at the commercial base being eroded, and the businesses are just simply leaving. They're saying other states are more attractive than Cook County or the city of Chicago.
Pappas' office says Illinois has the second highest residential property taxes in the country. A new survey shows most voters in Chicago oppose last September's federal deportation campaign, Operation Midway Blitz. The survey found most of the people polled viewed Trump administration immigration officials negatively. It also found a majority of Chicagoans support pathways to citizenship for immigrants. Jason McGrath is a partner with a Democratic polling firm called GBAO Strategies. It did the survey and it broadly asked about immigration.
75% say it's a good thing. Just 14%, one in seven, say it's a bad thing. That's not just in the city. That is extended throughout the Cook suburbs and beyond, all the way throughout the entire market.
The poll was conducted in March. And this weekend's No Kings protest drew thousands of people to the streets of Chicago. My colleague Summer Van Benton went to the rally at Grant Park and asked people what issues were top of mind as they were out protesting.
Top of mind is the fact that he started a war without any consultation with anybody. The man in the White House is crazy, and he's unhinged, and he needs to be replaced.
Voting rights is top of mind for me right now, but women's rights, abortion rights, people being imprisoned and abused.
The bombing of Iran for me was the tipping point. It's a very emotional thing for me. Sorry. I don't know. Because I'm an immigrant, you know? And it's hard. You feel that we are literally at risk. I have been here for 18 years. I have never felt at risk. I feel at risk.
You heard Keith Lesnick, Hollis Russinoff, and Nathaniel Hosen. You're listening to The Rundown. Navy Pier has unveiled a new symbolic sign. It marks the start of Route 66. And my colleague Summer Van Benton explores the history of the highway and why it still means so much 100 years later.
You may have noticed multiple signs marking the start of the iconic highway in Chicago. That's because the starting point has moved at least twice before. I went to the corner of Adams Street and Wabash Avenue at what was the original start of Route 66 back in 1926. At the time, the automobile industry had just begun to boom. Cars like the Ford Model T and Cadillacs became symbols of freedom in the United States. And so did Route 66. What began as a dirt road spans eight states, stretching more than 2,400 miles from Illinois to California. And this year, it turns 100. But long before it was paved, this path was already in use. Indigenous communities traveled these corridors for trade and connection, paths that later carried migrants west, wartime families, and Americans chasing work, opportunity, and sometimes a two-week family vacation. U.S. Route 66 Centennial Commission member Bill Thomas remembers his first trip on the Mother Road at just 8 years old.
Route 66 meant nothing to me. All it was a road to get me to Disneyland, but that memory and all the memories associated with that trip stuck with me over the years.
His family piled into a brand new 1963 Chevy Bel Air station wagon.
No air conditioning. No seat belts. You know, we drove through the desert and it was 100 degrees.
Over the years, Thomas made more memories along the route, from the Grand Canyon to the Blue Whale of Oklahoma.
I have yet to find a demographic group or culture who doesn't have a connection with Route 66.
But not everyone experienced Route 66 the same way. For Black travelers, the journey could be dangerous. Many relied on the Green Book, which was a guide to safe lodging, restaurants, and more often located off the main road to avoid sundown towns. Due to dust storms and the rise of the interstate highway system, Route 66 was decommissioned in 1985. But the road never disappeared. Pop culture has kept it alive. From the song Get Your Kicks On Route 66, check out this version by Chuck Berry. Get your kicks on Route 66. To Disney Pixar's Cars, teaching younger generations the history of the Mother Road.
Cars didn't drive on it to make great time. They drove on it to have a great time.
Now, as the highway turns 100, the country is celebrating its legacy. In Chicago, that celebration began Wednesday when they unveiled a new symbolic sign.
Route 66 is here!
Marking the start of a pier-to-pier journey from Navy Pier to Santa Monica Pier in California. More than 100 motorists, bikers, and tourists gathered for the Navy Pier sign unveiling. One of which was 88-year-old Barbara Hopkins, who traveled from Romeoville, Illinois.
Summer, I would have walked to this, honestly. Honestly, because this is a big, big deal for people in Chicago, people that live on Route 66. It's just, this was a wonderful dedication.
She got emotional thinking about the road trips she took with her late husband.
If my husband wouldn't have been drafted, I don't know if I'd ever gotten to Arizona. But Route 66 goes through Phoenix, okay? And that's where my son was born.
Route 66 wasn't just some highway. It's a road that many Americans like Hopkins cherish to this day.
As a wife and then a mom, having my son born in Arizona and able to just get that little piece of Route 66 in my lifetime was amazing.
A moment marking not just the start of a road, but the continuation of a journey. Summer Van Benton, WBEZ News.
Weather partly sunny, breezy, warm, a high in the upper 70s. Tonight, cloudy and breezy, showers and thunderstorms overnight, a low in the low 60s. And then Tuesday, warm and breezy, some rain in the afternoon, high again in the mid 70s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thank you for listening.